Hi, I'm Kristen Maurer, and welcome to TPC Tax Insights, a podcast for the tax and accounting inquiring mind. We are starting this podcast as a way to reach out to our employees, customers, tax and accounting professionals during the era of COVID and working from home. We plan to share industry information and introduce smart, interesting people whose voices we feel need to be heard. Our goal is to try to make this podcast light, fun, and worth listening to in under 30 minutes. So if you have a free half hour, please tune in and stay connected, and we'll talk taxes for you. I'm honored to continue our True Partners podcast and share the mic with Anli Chin, director in our tax technology practice. Anli is going to share her subject matter expertise of tax automation and specifically address why robots rebel. She's going to fill us in on what she is seeing in the tax industry on automation, including a recent conversation on the importance of technology for tax transparency and applying automation in tax. Anli, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Kristen.
I understand you just hit your one-year anniversary with True Partners Consulting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us about that and tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, yes. What a year. It's been 1 year, and this year has been quite a stellar ride, to say the least, not just for me as a new joiner to True Partners, but I'm sure for everyone. So right after I joined True Partners, I had the privilege of joining several public speaking events in Chicago and other cities talking about how technologies are becoming the new norm of tax. So little did we know by then how the new norm would be completely redefined 3 months later.
Absolutely. It's been such a crazy year, 2020. It's just unbelievable. Tell us more about your clients and what you're seeing or considering about tax technology and how COVID-19 has shaped your practice. It really has been an unbelievable year. So I'm sure you have a lot to say.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure it's almost on everyone's mind now. So overall, I see our clients are experiencing a major shift from being reactive to proactive when it comes to technology discussions. And let me elaborate a little bit on that. So in early 2020, virtually everyone had to transition into remote working environment almost instantly.
Yeah. Right? And it was crazy. It was like overnight, right? We were from in-person to Zoom to Microsoft Teams. It just happened so quick.
Absolutely. And that feels forever ago. And by the time technologies on communication, such as Zoom, as you mentioned, collaboration tools such as Microsoft Teams or Slack, workflow management tools such as XCM, Write, Smartsheet, you know, they moved from the background of tax functions really into the spotlight almost overnight. And then it comes to technologies such as data management systems and cloud solutions. And those have been on the strategic agenda for CTOs, CFOs, and tax executives for a long while now. And now they have been accelerated because of COVID. It's more important than ever to have the remote workforce access tax data essentially anywhere, anytime, and anyhow. And lastly, there are technologies for data processing automation, you know, such as Tableau Prep, Alteryx, PowerSuite, right? And the robotic process automation, the RPA, you know, such as Automation Anywhere, UiPath, and Blue Prism. So these platforms come on the agenda fairly recently, I would say 8 to 10 years. And the virtual team setting that we are now today is simply a catalyst for the expansion of all these platforms in tax industry. So if you think about it, traditional tax technology comes from top down. You know, think about ERP transformation, FP&A reporting systems. You know, think about tax provision and compliance software. So these platforms really demand significant resource financing, time commitment at enterprise level.
Yeah. And very expensive. Yeah.
And very, very expensive. And on the other side, platforms that we're talking about today, such as Alteryx and those robotic process automation, those RPA platforms, they built from ground up. And what that means is these platforms are centered to empower tax professionals to change and innovate on their own, right? Combined with the proper tax data strategy. So these platforms can really achieve tax transformation almost autonomously.
Yeah, no, I've heard quite a bit about this. There's quite a buzz here in the Bay Area for Alteryx specifically. I've heard a lot. So there's so many technologies and solutions, it sounds like, that you're helping our clients think about. So what benefits do you see from strategic partnerships with some of these technology vendors?
Yes. So since October last year, right after I joined True Partners, we brought in quite a lot of new technology partners in areas such as data analytics, robotic process automation that we just mentioned, machine learning, resource management, tax process management, and technology infrastructure. Yeah, so internally, and every True Partner professional got the chance to be trained with all of these. Externally, we pushed out new services and capabilities for our clients in all these areas too. So I'm so excited to be here today because I'm so thrilled to share a few highlights of our technology solutions developed by our brilliant tax and accounting professionals in True Partners.
Great.
Are you ready?
Great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited. It's always good to hear examples, real life examples that people can relate to.
Absolutely. So that's so do you know that we saved one of our R&D clients on West Coast tens of thousands of dollars in recurring expenses by leveraging the combination of data automation and machine learning?
That's awesome. It's so much data to collect in R&D. So that must have been huge.
Yes. And R&D data typically are very unstructured data. And what that means is you get a documentation of any source that you can think of. Either it's a straight extraction from their R&D systems or an image of a machinery or a recording of an interviews that the clients have done throughout their R&D process. So there are very, very a great amount of unstructured data. So our team was able to leverage tools in machine learning and really combine that with automation and provide our client with a service that extract that key information for R&D purpose and save a lot of money for our clients.
So awesome.
Yeah. Do you also know that our team in Tampa have also created a data entry bot in our state and local practice within the matter of a few days and breaking our own record of ideate to automate?
Yeah, I did hear about that. That was really wonderful to help the team at the end of the state and local tax compliance season. That was awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And I heard that because of this newly developed data entry bot in our state and local practice, our other offices with similar manual processes in a state and local practice, we're also thinking about leveraging that for their clients. So that's the power of automation. You're not just doing things faster, but also you create that synergy across different geographic location and different practices. So that's really what I see is the beauty of automation.
Yeah. And it's such a great achievement. Giving these solutions were all created by our staff with compliance and provision responsibilities. But what I want to go back to is you mentioned bot, So that's kind of a new term for me. I mean, I think I know a bot from the movies, but what is bot technology and what does it mean for tax functions?
In simple term, you know, robotic process automation, often people say RPA, when you hear about it, is really the software to build programs to replace human hours on those repeatable, high volume, and often rule-based logical tasks. And there are many these type of tasks in tax and finance functions, as we know it. So, you know, if it's not really a robot that will move around your desk and bring you the folders or coffees just yet, but rather
that would be amazing if that was the case.
I know. I see your eyes light up, but not yet. But heavily, those physical robots has been the key. A resource and a key technology has been playing a big role during COVID for our hospitals. But if you're looking into, you know, if you're interested in knowing more about those robots, like helping doctors and nurses, you know, bringing PPE and bringing the key patient information, that's the robot that's get to move around and help you bring stuff you need. But in here, in tax function and the finance function, we're not there yet, but it's an application that you can run to complete certain tasks on your behalf.
So I mentioned this at the beginning, but why don't you share with our listeners your recent speaking event on technology and the webinar in which you presented applying the automation, specifically to international tax. I think that would be really cool to hear about.
So traditionally, we see tax functions are centered around people, especially people with knowledge and experiences. And those knowledge and experiences typically sit on people's hard drive or better yet, in people's mind. And the reason I see technology is important for transparency is because, you know, by applying solutions such as Alteryx, particularly Alteryx Server, and robotic process automation, we're essentially elevating those tribal knowledge into a process-driven operation. You know, it requires the tax teams and the cross-functional teams to blueprint the future process together. And that process in itself is actually creating the transparency that our tax industry is after for years. So that's what I see, you know, it's critical to bring technology for that transparency. And certainly when you create those solutions, the governance of it, the controls of it, the maintenance of those, and all require clarity around, you know, your process and your key parameters and your key calculations that went into your solution. So with tax technology, so with, you know, tax legislations changing in such a high pace and the amount of ambiguity, especially in international tax, it becomes even more critical for businesses to leverage this technology to achieve that transparency. It really allows your team to navigate the uncertainty better and move faster. So international tax is such a sweet spot for automation just because of the amount, the sheer amount of data collection, the variation of the data requirement for the international jurisdictions, right? And the complexity of international tax laws.
Yeah, which are many are up in the air, obviously, with TCJA and all the imminent changes in the new administration. So yeah, I think this is even more relevant, I think.
I cannot agree more. So tools like Alteryx and RPA can replace, you know, Excel-based modeling and calculations. Our subject matter expertise in international tax area are typically using, and they can create those real-time data connection and surface the key parameters that I just mentioned in the international calculations, such as GILTI, BEAT, HTE, et cetera. So this offers our clients with that flexibility of playing around the key parameters for various business scenarios and the ability to stay current with the movement of legislations.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. This is huge right now. And I would think all tax departments, international specific, would want to consider tax automation to just help them manage, to your point, all the data. So what are the pros and cons, would you say, of the role of technology in general for tax accountants in this profession?
In general, technology is definitely improving our quality of life and job satisfaction, right? And I see as the benefit. It brings better client experiences, you know, at least from what we see in TruePartner. You know, clients are very happy when we were able to deliver things faster, higher quality, and additional value add services that they did not see before. And of course, more comprehensive skill set for our staff, more competitive advantages that we're able to bring to the marketplace. With technology, you are really presented with something beyond your capabilities, your physical capabilities, right? International tax example that we just mentioned, our SMEs used to spend a lot of time, you know, getting the source information just because of the amount of information coming from various offices globally. Now we really minimize those time and create that capacity for our international tax SMEs to focus on much more value add, such as interpreting the tax laws, you know, how you translate those tax goals and those requirements into calculations and really deliver the insights to our clients, you know, regarding their international operations. So that's what we see as a, you know, your extension of your own capabilities. So on the flip side, you know, technology also requires ongoing learning and a lot of changes. And sometimes people not necessarily feeling very comfortable with that. You feel you just get comfortable with one and then here come another. So today, technology really evolves faster than our understanding of it, right? So if an organization is truly committed to technological innovation, it will likely ask employees to function outside their comfort zone almost on a regular basis and then have the courage to push the status quo.
Right, right. And what I think is most tax functions nowadays are operating on doing more with less, right?
It's challenging. We hear that very often.
Yeah, they're you know, everyone has to pick up new skill sets while meeting all the tax requirements, which sometimes are moving targets, right? So these technologies sound like they could bring a lot of convenience of speed, accuracy. I'm just wondering, like, how do you make this work for companies? I guess it just seems like a task that might be hard to achieve. So I'm just,
yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot for our tax professionals for sure. And a term that I heard most often when it comes to our tax professional competencies are, you know, please stay relevant. Stay relevant. If you imagine two circles of competencies for our tax professionals, and with one being tax and accounting technical, and the other circle with technology. So years ago, we used to see tax and accounting functions bring, you know, compliance, right? And the tax implication of regulations and those calculations, modelings, and analysis, while they at the same time completely rely on IT function of an organization for those applications throughout tax planning, provision, and compliance cycle. Over the recent years, because of the evolving tax software industry and the emergence of the new technologies that we've been talking about today, you know, we see these two circles of competencies converging over time. And as a result, you know, overlapping more and more. So it requires our tax professionals not only speaking the language of tax codes, but also through technology. And that transition is difficult and it takes time.
Right, right. And then that, and another thing we touched on earlier is just budget, right? You know, we have a lot of clients here in the Bay Area that are, you know, smaller. They're trying to compete, they're staying nimble, they have smaller budgets, and they can't, you know, maybe the thought of technology is overwhelming to them. What advice would you give them?
Think big and start small would be my advice for small, medium businesses. Technology, you know, takes money, right? And what's also required in addition to financial investment is really the investment into thinking. You know, think about how to use technology that the business already have and just use them in new or different ways. Have you thought through all the functionalities and customizations that you can build in your provision tools? For example, have you streamlined your provision to return processes? You know, have you taken another look at your, you know, financial reporting system to create inputs that's ready for tax processes? Right? Have you thought about electronic signature for your compliance now that more jurisdictions are accepting those during the pandemic? So in a nutshell, rethinking does not take any money, right? But it does take investment from, you know, the top of the organization to the talent in tax function, all working together to put that thinking, that blueprinting, that brainstorming sessions into the change that our small and medium business are looking forward to, you know. And COVID has put disproportionately, you know, more pressure on small, medium businesses. But with the right strategies and technology implementation partners, I'm sure a lot of these businesses will emerge even stronger and much more future ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Anli, in the interest of time and keeping this under 30 minutes,
wow, that was quick. That went by quick.
It did. Oh my gosh. So much great information. We'll have to do another podcast follow up on this subject. But let's go to my favorite part of the podcast, our speed or lightning round.
Wow.
So please tell me something not on your resume or LinkedIn profile.
Oh, there are many. There are many different tags and hats I'm wearing outside work. So outside work, my personal hobby, or at least one of them, is to build automation around my daily life. We have this tradition of regular family projects that I'm doing with my husband. A recent cool project that I'm really proud of is an automation that we implemented for our relatives overseas. And those automation will generate emails and actually notifications on their electronic device when we have a new family activities or a new photo from the schools for the kids. And it really becomes important and pivotal for us to stay connected with my families, especially without ability to traveling to each other during this time.
Yeah, everyone's just missing each other. So that sounds amazing.
Absolutely.
We'll have to share that. Maybe we did dig into that one some more. I'm curious about that.
It's a close second. Yeah. And I definitely, my preference would be able to see each other on a regular basis. But now we can't. The automation as a second closest one at least help bring us together.
It's awesome. Tell me about your fast or your favorite fast meal that you whip up in less than 15 minutes.
Oh, that's absolutely critical skill for a mom of young kids like myself. So let me think about this. So it will definitely be in the realm of seafood. So my recent family quick meal that I've been whipping up pretty often is pan-seared Chilean sea bass and with asparagus. I don't know if you've tried those. They are incredible.
So yummy.
It is, and we got them on a regular basis from our local stores, and it just gives our family the instant satisfaction of very meaty seafood and also some healthy dose of vegetables. So check for me, for mommy.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell me about the last Netflix or TV show you binge-watched.
So I guess following the theme of cooking then, I love the traveling and food show called Somebody Feed Phil. I don't know if you've watched those.
No, I've not heard of it.
Yeah, well, for the Phil fans out there, their season 4 recently becomes available on Netflix. I certainly binge watched those one of the Saturdays and savored myself with this fantasy of traveling for good food, and really I enjoyed the great sense of humor from Phil. So go check it out.
That's awesome. It sounds great. Okay, how about your favorite sport or athlete?
I grew up doing more endurance sports, but my recent favorite is the chess, the brain sport, and for many reasons. Both of my young kids fell in love with chess in kindergarten, and then actually it's them who put me into this sport. And I just learned recently it's such a fantastic tool to teach kids, especially young ones, with those logical reasoning and problem solving. And also it's just a fun family sport that we enjoy together.
It's a COVID sport. We should call it a COVID sport.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it also reminded me, there's a very, very popular new Netflix show called The Queen's Gambit. For those chess fans there, I'm sure you've already watched or it's been on your list. So I'll go check that out too. And then that's the second reason that I was just drawn to this sport recently is, of course, because of my own work and my own career, right? The growth of artificial intelligence, the AI in chess, always fascinates me and aspired me to think more relevant AI applications in tax world. So that's why I'm really, really into the sport of chess.
It's awesome. I love it. I don't know much about chess, but it sounds amazing. Okay, last one, shameless plug.
Oh, well, I love this. I love this question. Shameless plug. It has to be TPC Tax Digital Assistant then. That's coming in year 2021. So we are currently implementing for our TPC staff with the goal of rolling out for our clients next year. So in a nutshell, what it is, it's really Siri or Alexa for our tax accountants. So the digital assistant, from the technical standpoint, is an RPA and AI empowered software that's really tailored to help our tax professionals with their regular and mundane routines. It's such an important strategy and high focus, at least for the tax technology practice in year 2021. So I cannot help myself but like plug it in here and really let everyone know. And also have a great shout out to our brilliant team members in TPC Tech Committee and tax technology space. So 2021 will definitely have a lot to look forward to.
Yes. Oh my gosh. 2020 just needs to be over. Okay. So thank you so much, Anlie. I think we're right at 30 minutes. So thank you again. This was a blast.
And thank you for having me. This is such a fun event. You know, podcast is one of my key ways to stay connected during this time. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Until next time, take care.